Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We are coming close to the end of chapter 11. And so far, we obviously have seen the cosmic group of the Lord. And as we had been discussing this Bhagavad Gita, divided into three major sections, we are now coming closer to the end of the second segment. First segment talked about you, that is who we are, what should be our way of dealing in this world to become the most effective, as well as to recognizing yourself. The second chapter talked about the Lord and His identity, and it obviously culminates into this cosmic form, that which we had been trying to cognize, to understand what is the nature of the Lord, and at Arjuna's request, Bhagavan gives His cosmic form. So the first six chapters ended with the meditation in the sixth chapter. Once you understood whatever nature of ourself is, that you meditate on that. We understood but not yet experienced, you meditate on it. Once you meditate on it, you start having this vision of oneness, the vision of this macrocosm and its relations to the microcosm. So we are coming to that end of that vision of macrocosm, and obviously it culminates into devotion, bhakti, which is what we will see the following next chapter. And in this chapter, obviously, we have seen that once that understanding takes place, that what divides us from each other is the space and time, removing that space and time, I see the oneness, everything is merging into one, everything coming out of the one. However, it is still not very easy for me to comprehend that, or to grasp the oneness of the wholeness of it. So I want to always go back to my original state of comfort and my comfort zone. I want to go back and understand the Lord as my father and I am His son, or He is the master and I am His servant. So Arjuna also, after seeing this magnificent form, but he was terrified by it. So he said, "Oh Lord, show me your form which I am most comfortable with. I have envisioned the Lord in my mind as what He should be. And when I really want to see Him, I want to see Him in that form. When I see it in a completely different form, it terrifies me. Even though I am delighted that I understood, but it terrifies me." So that's what we have seen in the last few verses where Arjuna said, "I'm so delighted and thankful that I've seen this great form of yours. And let me not create confusion that I have understood that you are the abode of this universe. This, you are the Pitamaha, you are the father, you are the grandfather, you are the source. You are the supreme being, you are the original being. However, I can't really grasp this thing. So show me the form which is I'm most comfortable." And obviously he asked for, "Show me a form with this four hands and mace in hand and discus in hand," which is how we have seen Bhagavan in our imagination or our cultural, as we have said. That's where we see Bhagavan. But Bhagavan showed him his form, coming back to his human form. Just as he has seen before, as the Vasudeva's son, Krishna, comes back to his form. And then we have seen Sanjaya's commentary, Sanjaya telling Dhritarashtra that having said this, that, "Oh Arjuna, I will show you my more friendlier form," Idyuktva swakam rupam darsayamasa. He showed his original form, which is as he was before this cosmic form he has revealed to Arjuna. And asvasayamasa, console him. Look, get over this fear. Be fearless with joy in your heart. Do your duty. And the implication we have also seen is that Sanjaya told Dhritarashtra that he is the Lord, the Mahatma, the great soul, told Arjuna this, that if you understand Dhritarashtra, he is the Lord. He has already shown what's the outcome of it. You can still stop it. But in his blindness, as we have seen, in our ignorance, no matter what somebody says or gives the right guidance, but we are so comfortable in our ignorance, we stay in that same state. So Dhritarashtra chooses to remain in their ignorance and say, let there be the war as it has been planned. So Arjuna basically confirms, drashtva idam manusham rupam tava saumyam janardana. O Janardan, that having seen this saumya, this gentle human form, idanam asmi samvrittaha, now I am composed, I gathered myself together. I was all scattered, I was falling apart with this overwhelming experience, But now I have seen you back into your gentle human form, that I am composed now. Sachetaha prakritim gataha. I went back to my original self, sachetaha, in the original mind, the way I was before, confident and ready to fight. Arjuna confirms that I'm back to normal. I'm glad that you're back to your gentle form. I would not have been able to handle your cosmic form for a long time. Even after understanding the nature of the self, in our studies, in our meditation, we always want to come back to our normal state of understanding who we are and what the world is. Because that's the only way we can transact with this world. With that abstract understanding of what the self is, we will not be able to transact in this world. So therefore Arjuna said, now I'm composed, now I see you as my human friend, human guide, and human mentor. I'm now composed, I'm back to my original mind, and I'm ready. And Bhagavan said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the next two verses Bhagavan said, Su Durdasam Idam Rupam. This form which you have seen, and as Swamiji points out, is the beauty of Sanskrit language, two very contradictory terms, Su and Du. Su means auspicious, Du means difficult or terrible. Darsham Idam Rupam. This cosmic form that you have seen, this entire nature which you have envisioned is certainly auspicious. That it is the most auspicious vision one can have of the oneness of the whole universe. However, it is du, it is difficult. That's something we cannot grasp. Having learnt all this, when we try to think about all the things which we don't like in this world is also part of the Lord, we also stand back and say, I'm not sure. Having known all of that, we say, okay, myself and all the stars and galaxies is one and the same, not very easy to comprehend. So therefore, even though it is auspicious, this cosmic form of mine, it is du darsham, it is difficult to see. Drishtvan asi yan mamaha, which you have just seen. It is very difficult to see, but you have just seen this. Deva api asya rupasya nityam darsana kankshinaha. Deva, the gods, they are also two ways to look at it. One is that which we have learned, the devas in our Puranas. Devas are superior to the human beings. They have higher intellect, higher mind, higher all the abilities to cognize this reality, but even they cannot see this thing. Darsana Kankshana, they are constantly desirous of to see this total form of the Lord. You can say, well, have you seen the United States? Well, I have seen part of it, but I wish one day I will have a chance to see the whole of it. Vinili, I think you live in the United States. Somebody in India will say, well, I thought that you had seen the whole United States. No, I only know part of it. So the person sitting in India thinks that because I'm closer to the United States, I must have seen the whole thing. So we think that devas being closer to the God must have understood the entire nature of the God. But that's not true also. They also know the part of what they are associated with, or what they can able to say. Other way to look at it, from the Vedantic perspective, what are devas? We have learnt over and over and over again, the presiding deities of our senses are the devas. They are constantly darsana kankshinaha. Our senses constantly want to see this Lord. That's why I wish I had a Bhagwan's darshan. I want to see Bhagwan with my eyes, standing in front of me. The Sankha Chakra Gada Padma. I want to hear his voice. Somebody says, well, I heard Jesus' voice, Krishna's voice. Last night he came in my dream and told me. We want to hear his voice. We want to feel his touch. Our senses are constantly striving to have that experience of the Lord. Even though it has its own reach, it just cannot reach Bhagwan. So Bhagwan said, this form of mine, which you have seen, is very difficult to see. That even the devas are constantly are desirous to grasp this form, touch it, feel it, experience it. But it is not easy. Why that is easy? Na ham vedena, na tapasa, na danena, che jaya. Neither by the Vedas, nor by the tapas austerities, nor by the charity, nor by sacrifice, can I be seen in this form. Shakya evam vidha drastum, drastvan asimam yatha. As you have seen me, is not possible. By the Veda, tapas, I guess this is the last time said, it's a kind of repeat of the words we have seen before. Our senses are constantly trying to grasp the nature of the Lord. Because that's our inherent curiosity. As I always tell in my lectures that knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, right from my birth, I'm trying to grasp this idea of who I am and where I come from. That which I consider is my source is the Lord, I want to constantly grasp through my senses. And then when I cannot grasp through my senses, I say, well, maybe I should use my intellect and my mind to grasp it. So, to sharpen my intellect, I study Vedas. That's why do we all got into the Bhagavad Gita? Somebody told us that learn Bhagavad Gita and maybe Neil you will understand it. Well, let's learn this thing. We'll go to Swamiji and say, Swamiji, we have just gone through Bhagavad Gita. Swamiji said, has Bhagavad Gita gone through you? Because once we have gone through Bhagavad Gita, we didn't really find it. We did all of this description, but I never got it. I never had that experience, what I was looking for. So, na vedena. Just by keep sharpening my intellect, it's not just possible. Because it is not something to be grasped by the intellect. Therefore, the Kabirji said, pothi padi padi jagmuo pandit huwa na koi. These pandits who will say, I know four Vedas, and others say, I have three Vedas. He said, but that's of no use. That will not get you to the Lord or that experience of the self. And Bhagavad Gita confirms it. Na vedena. Just by learning Veda. Na tapas. By I will really make myself fit for that experience. So all the austerities, you know, upvas for this many days and agyaras and all of that. Even that really doesn't make me. Dhanam, okay, I'll do charities. I'll earn all the punyas. Other way to look at it, we think by doing good in this world, I will be able to experience the Lord. Well, I don't believe in any of that, just doing good. As I always say, just being good is not good enough. Just being good, it makes my ego feel better. Everybody says, Neil, you're really doing well. You know, so I feel, that's okay, I think I'm doing fine. You know. But that's just pampers my ego. So Bhagavan said, all these things, if seen is the end to achieve this, it's not possible. These are the means to prepare your mind and intellect to receive the Lord's vision. It is the antahkarana shuddhi, the purification of the internal instrument. As we have seen, devas are constantly striving to achieve the Lord's vision or experience, and they are not capable. By senses, it is not possible. But mind and intellect is capable if they are completely purified. When this mind and intellect completely purified, which is called the internal instrument, the senses are actually external instruments, the bahishkarana. This body and its senses is the bahishkarana, which contacts this world outside. Internally, we have the internal software called mind and intellect, which reaches out to the world which is not available to the senses. That's why I think in Hindi it says jnana, or in Gujarati actually, jnana poche ravi, tyan poche kavi. In other words, where the sun cannot go. Well, obviously we know the sunlight goes to the entire our world. Because where the sun cannot go, the poet can go. The guy who writes poetry. You know, why? Obviously he can imagine things where sun is not accessible to the sun. But you see, where even that mind cannot go, only your awareness can go. Therefore Bhagavan says, Devapi darsana kankshana, when they are not possible. Sakyevam vidho drastum drastvanasi mam yatha. Just as you have seen me some time ago, is not possible either by the senses nor by the mind or the intellect. These are the means, the Veda, tapas, are the means to purify the mind and intellect and just make it ready. Then what will make that vision possible? He explained that in the next verse. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.